The Kenyan Supreme Court has invalidated last month's presidential election and ordered a new election be held within 60 days. The court ruled that Kenya's Electoral Commission was responsible for irregularities and illegalities in the transmission of election results. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more. Kenyans reacted with celebration, frustration, and shock Friday after the Supreme Court, in a 4-2 decision, ordered a do-over of last month's presidential poll. Chief Justice David Maraga made the announcement.
A declaration is hereby issued that the presidential election held on 8th August 2017 was not conducted in accordance with the Constitution and the applicable law, rendering the declared results invalid, null, and void.
Kenya's Electoral Commission had said incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga by a margin of about 1.4 million votes. But Maraga stated in his ruling that Kenyatta was not validly elected, and that the Electoral Commission would need to conduct a credible, fresh presidential election within 60 days. It was a ruling in favor of the petitioners, Odinga and his NASA coalition, who have consistently argued that a hacked voting system made for a stolen election.
It's a very historic day for the people of Kenya, and by extension, for the people of the continent of Africa. For the first time in history of African democratization, a ruling has been made by a court nullifying irregular elections of a president. This is a precedent-setting ruling.
Kenyatta expressed disappointment in the decision, but vowed to go back again to the people with the same agenda.
I have said millions of Kenyans queued, made their choice, and six people have decided that they will go against the will of the people. The court has made its decision. We respect it. We don't agree with it.
Odinga reiterated that his coalition has no faith in the Electoral Commission as currently constituted.
They have committed criminal acts. Most of them actually belong to jail. And therefore, we are going to ask for prosecution of all the Electoral Commission officers who have caused this monstrous crime against the people of Kenya.
University of Nairobi lecturer Herman Manyora disagrees with this approach.
Elections are not perfect by their nature, even in the election of the Pope. Nothing is perfect. And therefore, you cannot immediately begin to think about jailing people. I think that's extreme.
But even the Electoral Commission's chairman didn't rule it out.
The Commission invites the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution to urgently and expeditiously investigate and prosecute any of our staff that may have been involved in violation of the Election Offences Act.
Wafula Chebukati also requested the court provide its full judgment as soon as possible in order for his team to prepare for fresh elections. 24 heads of mission, including those from the U.S., Britain, Canada, and the European Union, released a statement that the decision demonstrated Kenya's resilient democracy and commitment to the rule of law, and urged the new presidential poll be free, fair, credible, and peaceful. After the ruling, Kenya's stock market briefly stopped trading after blue-chip shares fell by the 10% limit. Supporters of Odinga poured into the streets, cheering and waiting for another chance to elect their candidate. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.